The worst September snowstorm in Fairbanks history began on the 12th of the month back in 1992. Longtime National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Fisher recalls the three-day event that dumped a record 16.7 inches of snow.
That was a pretty dismal period there with snow and fog lasting almost all of the 3 days there, and temperatures never got higher than the mid-30s there on any of those 3 days.
Fisher says the storm, which more than doubled the previous three-day record for September snow in Fairbanks, was followed by more cold and additional snowfall over the next week. Some areas were without electricity for days, the result of power lines down by snow-laden trees.
All the birch trees are bent clear over in a loop, and then they're all cracking really loud. You know, trees are just breaking right and left, and there's these huge pops.
That's Fairbanks resident and science teacher Jim Locken. Locken says the September 92 storm altered the ecosystem like a wildfire or other natural disaster.
I mean, you can still see them, the woods. You know, people that weren't here that year don't have any idea why all the birch trees are bent over.
The heavy snow accumulation also forced cancellation of the 1992 Equinox Marathon, but that didn't stop a group of intrepid runners like Locken from heading out anyway.
Like always, a bunch of people had been training for it for that year, you know, and you'd put in all that training and even, like, you know, carbo load for it and taper and all that. And so then when the day comes, you know, you're just ready to go. You don't want someone to say, oh, it's canceled. You're just like, forget that. The trail's still there. I've been training.
Locken says he wore track spikes for traction, trying to keep up as Equinox record holder Stan Justice broke trail.
You know, Stan or someone said go when we took off running. There was, you know, a bunch of people. And it was got super deep. It would be, yeah, mid-thigh, you know, way over knee deep sometimes. And we're trying to run and walk as fast as we can and run.
Locken says it took an hour or so longer for people to finish, led by Justice. The September snow of 1992 never melted, starting a long and snowy winter. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.